episode 18 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
All right, so last episode, we spun the wheel for Category P.
It's not a category, it's a letter.
And we got Please Teacher. Please Teacher.
It's the greatest children's show ever made.
It really is. Yeah, every child should watch it. It's an anime television series directed by Yasunori Ide. I know I'm not doing that right.
That's why you do the Japanese words.
Well, it aired in March or January 10th of 2002. 13 episodes. And this is one of the rare ones that anime that was an anime before it was a manga. Usually, 99% of the time, it's a manga and then it gets adapted to an anime. But I guess if it's popular enough and it happened to be an anime first, it then becomes a manga. Now, I don't know if you saw this, if you did any research at all.
I did not do any research at all for this series.
Is a one part of a three-part, I don't want to say series because they have nothing to do with each other, but they're in the same world. It's Please Twins, Please something else. I forget what the other one is.
Yeah, they were on
But the they're list. All along the same lines. Please Twins is a love story between fucking twins. I forget what the other one is. But yeah, so like this, I believe this one, Please Teacher, is like the less controversial of the three.
Oh, we got the...
I think we got the easier one.
We got the easiest one?
I'm pretty certain.
Oh, that's great.
Please Twins isn't, I don't think that's something I particularly want to watch. Especially after Koi Kaze? Koi Kaze, yeah. Especially after that, I'm good with the incest. I've had my fill.
I got you, but if it comes up, it comes up.
Now, I know, I hear you. I'm just happy we got this one over
now,
that one.
Now, especially since you brought them up and it's on record, that it's on the list, now we got to at some point.
Yeah, it's true.
You could have just said, we got this weird one, and that was it. And no one knows what's on our list. Speaking of which, there's not going to be a wheel this time around.
Because, oh, yeah, at the end of the episode.
Because on our specific list that we have, there's only one Q on it, and it's Queen's Blade. I mean, we'll say it at the end of the episode, too, but we're going to be doing that next week for some reason.
Yeah, that's odd. There's definitely more Qs out there, but for some reason our list only has the one.
Maybe they just haven't dubbed any of the Qs.
No, I'm sure there's more than one Q that's dubbed, some reason.
Whatever. It's probably just our specific list that we're going off of.
That's fine. But, so how do you feel about Please Teacher? You don't like Kay and think he's a super in-depth main character that has flaws?
Oh, God. This whole show, I was so distracted by, like, the weirdness of it that I didn't even notice the character development, honestly.
There really wasn't much.
So, it was just...
Even though the whole story is about him moving forward and not staying still, it's about him developing his life.
He's got Japanese sickness where, you know, yeah, you're a kid and...
Well, to be fair, this is the one time where there's a reason for it. So you find out, I guess in the first episode, that he has a sickness called, what's it called?
Time stop time or something.
I'll remember it throughout this.
I don't remember what it was.
But pretty much it sort of stops. He sort of goes into a coma, but his body doesn't age while he's in the coma.
Yeah, so... He's got the body.
And it's a mental issue.
He's got a body of a 15-year-old.
Even though he's 18.
And he's 18, which is just an excuse to put a 15-year-old as an adult.
Yeah, yeah.
In this thing. There's,
and use adult on the trends for a child.
Because there's a 15-year-old girl who's also having seen the disease that's 21.
You find out that in the last three or four episodes.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere, too.
Yeah, it was a little
So, hard. This is a love story between a human and alien. And the alien.
Half alien.
And, well, sorry, half alien. And the alien stuff. Has no bearing on anything.
That didn't need to be in there at all.
I don't even know why she was an alien, why she needed to be an alien. I guess for the magic stuff at the end.
Maybe to help with the whole teacher-student thing.
Because
I don't
this
know.
Is a relationship.
But it doesn't seem like the principal gave a shit once he found out the kid was 18.
Well, no, because she was married to Jailbait, apparently. They said that. They say Jailbait in the show. there's another instance of... statutory rape coming up in this too, with the normal human girl love interest and the other teacher.
Towards the end. Oh yeah, we'll get into that.
And then there's even incest going on with the two little aliens who they state in the beginning are brother and sister.
Hey, I don't really care about that though.
But still,
they're like they look like little stuffed animals, like a I don't know, like a Teletubby almost, if you know what that
is. In the last episode. Where, you know, Kay and the teacher, you say, I don't even know the name Kay because you just told me his name was Kay.
teacher. I don't know. He gets married to her in the first or second episode. And even though he's married to her, he's constantly calling her ma'am in private. And at school, sure. In front of people, sure.
Yeah, I know.
But in private, he's constantly calling her ma'am. So I think he's got this weird older woman fetish.
But in the last episode, they show them going all on having sex, essentially.
Yeah, for the most part.
But
now, they implied it earlier on, actually. Heavily implied it. Like, she opened up the covers on episode, I think it was episode 8. She opened up the covers and he kind of crawled in and that was the end of the scene.
No, that wasn't.
8 or 9. It happened then.
I'll get back to that in a moment. But during that last sex scene, before that, they showed the little two things.
Oh, those two things. Yeah, they were getting
that, but no, that was in the hotel.
Yeah, that was in the love hotel.
Yeah, but that was
not the scene I was talking about, where she opened up the covers. That was in their apartment.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, because there's a scene where the guy girls crawls under the covers.
Oh, yeah, you know, that happened, yeah. But, like, so, like, when she opened up the covers and he crawled in at the end of the episode, I believe it was 8. In the next episode, the very beginning, it was actually really funny. They portrayed it pretty well. He was walking around holding his head up high, like, oh, man, this is great. Like, he was really happy with himself. And then he saw his friend
that
he had rejected. So then he was like, oh, man, look at me. I'm such an idiot. I can't think of anyone else.
And he called them both virgins, and he was like, yeah, I'm a virgin, too. Yeah. I gotcha.
It's stupid. It's a stupid show. But there's a couple situations they wrote okay and it made me chuckle a little bit.
No, it wouldn't be a bad, stupid slice of life thing if it wasn't for all the adult themes.
You know, you know what I found really odd? So in the first episode, at the end of the episode, or towards the beginning, I don't even know. He's helping his teacher move in to the apartment.
Right.
And then they drop the important box that's filled with really important things, and it's all blurry. So obviously it's sex toys. What else is it, right?
Right.
Well, at the end, the second to last episode, or the last episode, I believe it is, he's helping her move in again, which is really odd. We'll talk about that in a moment. But they fall, but the box doesn't break open. That bothered me.
Why?
I don't know. The first and last episodes were pretty much mirrors of each other for the most part.
Well,
and then, like,
the
same thing didn't happen.
I know, but it's not the same exact day. Whatever. It wasn't the same exact moment. It's not like they went back in time.
That's what we'll talk about.
All right. But it was just a huge coincidence that the new alien teacher, who he saw the spaceship the night before, that's where he first saw her. And
yeah, she was, like, landing in her spaceship.
Yeah, he saw her. But then she's the new teacher and she just happens to move next door to him. At the same time, all these coincidences are happening, and they portray it as nothing but coincidence. But,
of course.
But, so, all right, go ahead. So,
the last episode,
the last episode is when the mom...
Episode 12, I'm sorry, the episode before the last. It's as if everyone's memory was erased.
Because the aliens, when she went back to her home planet, the aliens said they were erasing their memories.
Did they? I missed that.
Yeah,
that was really confusing. I can't believe I missed that then.
They stopped, they recalled her back to her home planet, I use the quotation marks, because she essentially failed because she wasn't supposed to get involved with anything, and she was also just was there.
Oh man, I missed that completely. I must have zoned out.
Yeah, she was just there to observe and stuff, not really interact. She was,
which makes sense, I guess.
And she's
supposed to observe the planet and make sure it doesn't go into chaos.
Yeah, but she was supposed to be a teacher and stuff like that, which was all fine and well. But then she got involved with this kid, and she got married, and got involved in everything. So they called her back for failing, and then they said, as punishment, you're not allowed to go back. And we're erasing all their memories like it never happened. That's why the two things kind of mirror.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And then she said, and then the mom and sister of the alien somehow hacked the intergalactical thing and got her back to Earth. And that's how they replayed the whole...
There you go. That was such a bad episode because it was almost completely the same. There was nothing original in it. It was just bad.
It was different. It was just...
Slightly.
Actually, it took place a year later.
A whole year.
It was a year later, so...
Yeah, it was just odd. I didn't really like that episode at all. Didn't really continue the story. I didn't have to do that at all.
I didn't even really watch the show. I had it on kind of on in the background, and I picked up on other stuff.
Yeah, I got most of it. I think I just missed that somehow.
The one I zoned out most on was the one before, where he's in the... coma, essentially.
Yeah, that was rough.
And I was just like...
And then you find out why he has that disease that he has that stops time for him. His sister died. Did you see that? You missed that. Look at that. We both missed something. So you find out at the end of that episode that this is a self-inflicted issue. So now I'm not going to say this is self-inflicted, but that split personality disease, what's it called?
Schizophrenia.
Now, they don't really have split personalities, but that's what everyone thinks of it. Well, a lot of the times the reason why people have that is because they're going through so much pain that their mind sort of copes by bringing on this personality disorder. Well, this is what was going on in the show. His mind brought on this disorder to protect himself because he wasn't strong enough. Well, his sister had died, and that's why his mind brought this up. There was too much pain in his life.
Exactly. He didn't want to feel pain. He was talking to what the face was.
Yeah, and you only know that from a like 3 second line in that episode. Do you find out that that's a sister?
Yeah, I zoned out in that episode. So that's how they explained his illness.
Yep.
How do they explain the other girl's illness then?
They don't. I'm assuming she has some sort of pain in her life, like him.
That's how good this episode is. We paid more attention to Koi Kaze than we did this.
Unfortunately, that was like staring into the sun. You can't look away.
Okay, let me say this. We paid more attention to 801 TTS Airbats.
Well, that was also the first episode.
That's true, too. I guess we're a little drained with this crap at this point, so.
I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of fan service.
There's at least
most in the 13th episode, to be honest.
Oh yeah,
that showed more revealing things than anything else. Yeah. Everything else was like, oh, a little cleavage here, a little cleavage there.
There was like two or three nude scenes in the main series, but then there was like five in the last episode alone, which was really, really strange because you know they introduced the sister and daughter in the earlier episode. They come to visit her on Earth.
Sister and mother,
whatever.
Yeah. The girl had this weird obsession with her sister and wanted her to stay pure or whatever.
And
her mom wanted to fuck her daughter's husband, pretty much.
And it was just like, you know, oh no, these aliens are on Earth for that one episode. Then the last episode, Kay, the main character, gets kidnapped by the mom.
And taken to a love hotel. Do you know what a love hotel is?
Not really.
So that's not something we have in America. It's a hotel that rents the room out by the hour.
Oh.
It's usually so it's probably mainly used for obviously prostitutes, but usually I would say for like younger couples that don't have a house of their own to go sleep in. Boyfriend girlfriend go out, spend 20-30 bucks.
I'm sure you can rent a hotel around here for an hour.
Yeah, but see the difference is one, you're gonna get bed bugs, two, you know those sheets are sticky and haven't been washed in forever.
True.
The difference is over there. They're relatively clean.
No, I got you, but I'm just saying, you said that it doesn't happen over here, but...
Yeah, I've never seen it advertised, though. Like, that's a big thing over there.
Because they're not
there's gonna... signs and stuff for it. I've never seen that over here.
You usually bring prostitutes there or something, don't you?
Here, we would. That's not something... I think it's more of a cultural issue. It's not as much of an issue to sleep with your girlfriend in your house.
Japan have, like, problems with their people not having sex with each other and stuff?
Yeah, that's a huge issue.
So maybe they need this, and they need to do stuff like that to entice people.
Maybe we should open up a hotel, you know what I mean? Corner that market that's that no one's doing.
Yeah.
Nice clean sheets, rent by the hour. that's our slogan right there.
God.
But yeah, so he gets dragged to a love hotel. Wasn't he dragged there almost by his sister-in-law, the little girl?
No.
They were on a date together.
The sister-in-law tricked him to go into town.
You know, see, she tricked her to go out on a date with him.
Yes.
Because she was watching him and her sister have sex and took videotapes of it.
They've been recording their whole relationships and stuff
like
that.
That's not fucked up.
Yeah. And it's funny because at the end, when they have sex again... The mom's watching the tape, and the sister comes in and says, "Can I see what's going on?" She says, "No, you're too young for that one." And it's like
she's been watching anyway.
Well, I don't think she was actually because when she brought it up to Kay, he says, "You were watching everything." Like, yeah, you guys kissed too much.
But then she was like, "And then what happened at night?" And he's like, "What? You watched that?" And she was like, "Oh yeah,
I missed that part."
And then she opened up her hand. She's like, "Look, I got these memory chips," which I am assuming is a recording of it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
And that's how she got him into the date.
You know, we're only talking about, like, the two episodes.
Everything else was just fluff.
Essentially.
Well, anyway, so then they go on the date, and then the mom, like, you know, transports there and, like, ties him down in the love hotel.
And she's, like, in, like, this dominatrix thing. Oh, yeah, so it looks like she was going to, you know... The way I had it, because she had one of the vibrator thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And so, yeah, that was...
Oh, my God.
But then, so, there was a few things that really bothered me in this show, too. Like, the relationship between the main character and the human love interest really bothered me.
Really?
Yeah, because it was kind of fucked up. Didn't you think so?
I mean, he wanted to be friends with them and move forward slowly.
He kept leading her on, and
well, I mean, yeah. I think if the teacher wasn't there, they would have gotten together.
I guess.
I very much think that. But the teacher, obviously, they got married and everything because of the situations that happened. That kind of put a, you know.
And then there's a whole other subplot with the friend and the other friend getting together and have a relationship.
Yeah, that was odd. See, that's what I didn't like, is when he found his other friend that has the same disease as him. And the only way for her to move forward and not go into the, I can't think of the name of the disease, into that disease, is by him dating his friend, even though he's married. So he starts dating her, and that I didn't like at all, because that's not right. Leading on. That's completely fucked up.
That bothered me too, but I wasn't talking about that. Actually, there's a group of friends, the two separate friends.
The blonde and the other girl,
where, yeah, all of a sudden we're having a real issue about intimacy and talking about sex and stuff there. It's just like...
They're teenagers. It was out of place. It was odd because most of the show with them wasn't about sex.
And then, bam,
it was like sex with them.
Well, it was just like... That was like almost like serious storytelling in a really stupid show. And it's like, what is this doing here?
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Because he, at one point, goes up to him and starts asking Kay about, like, relationship advice and stuff like that.
As if Kay should know anything, because right. As far as they know, he's completely single.
Right. It is very odd. And
yeah, I don't know. Now, let's talk about Mr. Yamaki, was that his name? The guy that was flying the plane? And his relationship with Kay's sort of girlfriend? Yeah, sort of well, not?
Did you pick up that was what was going to happen
from the beginning? I didn't really pick it up in the beginning, but before that last scene with him where it was evident that he was going to bring her to Pound Town, yeah, I picked up before that.
I knew from the moment that she the moment that they showed her bringing him lunches.
Oh, yeah, that for sure.
Because...
But he was introduced before that is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, but before that he was innocuous.
Yeah.
He was just another teacher.
You saw him at the beach.
He was just there to get the kids.
Building a man-made plane, that man-powered plane.
But he was just a plot point to get the rest of the group
to the beach.
Not just to the beach, anywhere that they needed to be, so that they could interrupt the teacher and Kay from being together. Mm-hmm. That's all he was up until the point where we got statutory rape.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it didn't actually happen. They just heavily implied that it's gonna happen. Yeah. Well, she brought him lunch after she was rejected by Kay.
Uh-huh.
And it was just really weird.
And she goes to him for advice and stuff like that.
Well, the advice he gave her was decent advice. Like, She's sitting there crying. He's like, it's the journey, not the destination that's important. Yeah, it's decent advice, but it was just really creepy.
Yeah, but did you catch the last scene with him?
Yes, he had his hair cut and everything. And the way they were looking, it was weird.
No. The last scene just with him, when he goes to the school and he's confronted by the principal.
I don't think so.
Well, he's walking by... Because this is where the alien teacher comes back, and she's returned, and no one remembers who she is. And she sees him, but she overhears in the hallway him and the principal talking. The principal is saying, you were seen walking around town with a student.
Oh.
He's like, we were just shopping for parts. And the teacher's like, it just seems inappropriate for a teacher.
That's inappropriate. But the one teacher that's married to her fucking...
At that point... At that point, they don't remember who she was.
They don't remember it then, but he was okay with it before. He's not okay with this, but he was okay with that.
He wasn't okay with it up until the point where they discussed they were married, and they showed
that...
And they proved that Kay was 18.
It doesn't matter. He needs to be in a different class.
I got you. I understand that.
But she needs to be in a different school.
I got you, and I understand that. But they did explain that.
Jesus Christ.
They kind of do...
I didn't see that at all, though. That's funny. I must have blanked out. We've blanked out for quite a bit of this, but look, we're here, we're bouncing off each other, we got it.
It's between the two of us, we got the whole show.
I like that they added that in, but yeah, obviously they weren't going for parts. She was going for a part.
Yeah, right. All right, so, I mean, to be fair to the show, though, they do explain all of the plot holes. It's just ridiculous, stupid plot holes.
I felt like, One, they didn't need it to be an alien. Two, it didn't need to be a teacher. They could have made a love story without any of these stupid tropes.
Right, and they three.
And it could have been done well.
Three, you didn't even need the stop time thing. You just wanted that as an excuse, just making an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, that was. I mean, I guess that way it's more of a secret, and then they can get into hijinks. Because if he was 18, then everyone could have known about him.
There are 18-year-olds that still go to high school.
Yeah. So, but if everyone thinks he's 15. Then no one can see him with the teacher. He wants to keep that a secret.
Yeah, but
he doesn't want anyone to know about his disease.
If he's dating the teacher and in high school and it's in class, that could still be worse.
Yeah, that's still pretty terrible. He probably still had to keep that a secret.
Yeah, so you could still have that secret without all the weird Japan stuff.
Yeah, it was definitely odd. I'm not too enthused about Please Twins or Please whatever the other one is, but hey, if we get it, we get it.
Well, there's a lot of P's, so... We could get some. Really we can get freaking Pokemon for all we know.
I'd be more excited about that.
So there's plenty of other.
The only real upside to this was the fan service. I didn't really see anything of substance that made me want to watch it more.
No, there was just nudity.
That was it. Then even then, it's like, you know, if I want to watch nudity, I have other ways to do that.
You know, I wonder what we would have think of this if we hadn't seen Koi Kaze. Because I think that kind of just destroyed everything like this for us.
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, because it. And I wonder if we would be more outraged at this, too.
We might be slightly more. Yeah. Because, we could be slightly more outraged.
Because
but
now we're
we might be desensitized to it a bit.
Kind of comparing everything to that. It's like, yeah, this is bad, but this isn't the worst one that I've seen.
All right, so what are you thinking? But on a scale, I'm thinking 3.5. It was wholly uninteresting.
Well, I gave Koi Kaze a 2, so this has got to be.
It's got to be better than that.
It's got to be a 3.
This was wholly uninteresting, but I don't know. I mean, there were some pretty scenes, like especially the last one in episode 13. That was okay.
You know, ultimately, this show is harmless.
Yeah. Unless you're like 6.
And I wouldn't recommend a kid watching it, but if you're a teenager just in there...
Yeah, this is nothing.
If you're just looking to get off on something...
It's not out there in the sense that it's, like, morally wrong because he's 18, she's an adult.
Right.
It's not out there in the sense that it's, like, there's nudity. There isn't actual nudity. They just show a lot of cleavage and stuff.
There's some ass shots and stuff.
That's not nudity, though. We always argue about that. That's not nudity.
It is too nudity.
You're such a prude. Which is so odd.
No, here's the thing. Nudity is defined, you don't have clothes on. And if your ass is showing, you're nude.
No. Anyway, so like it's not out there in those senses. It doesn't really show that much.
Look, I'm not...
So it is relatively harmless, like you're saying.
I'm not against the ass shots, but it's still the kind of nudity.
I moved on, and you're still on it.
And kids shouldn't be watching that as well.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't. So, at least small children. Teenagers, though, you're right. There's way worse stuff out there.
So, yeah, it's ultimately harmless and pretty much a waste of your time, honestly.
Yeah, there's just no real reason to watch it.
Yeah, honestly, if we would have just looked over this and said, nope. So.
All right, so, yeah, you know, 3.5, somewhere around there. That's about it.
Fair.
Probably don't watch it.
No, I wouldn't bother.
I wouldn't bother.
No.
But yeah, so no wheel this episode.
Yeah, no. Cause
we know it's going to be Queensblade.
Yeah, because Q only had one according to our list, so we're going to do Queensblade. But it's got multiple seasons.
Yeah,
so.
Interestingly enough, it has 3 seasons and then a 6 OVA series.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to be doing Queensblade for Q for the next 4 rounds. So.
4 rounds of the wheel, so that's it. Yeah. Or 4 rounds of the alphabet, I should say, not the wheel.
Well, yeah, well, next week will be R.
So. Yeah, it'll be interesting. There's a lot of R's and S's.
And T's. So the next 3 will be a lot. And there's some good stuff in there, but I'm sure there's a lot of crap in there, too.
Always. Always. All right, guys. You have a good night, all right?
See ya.